Good morning. How's everybody? Snowdust from the 23rd of June, 2018. And it is lovely. It was really, really nice to listen to. I can sort of like hear myself echoing somewhere. I'm not sure why. But friends, thanks for joining me. You are listening to the Anon Radio.net and the particular program is the Banana Republic, and we've got a few friends with us in COM, which is the Commode Chat part of Anon Radio, and we've had a lot of entertainment, particularly from Tin, who was about 2 hours ago, and that was followed by none other than Snowdusk, who's ill, and he's hanging around in COM and chatting. But apart from that, he's an amazing DJ. And let me continue. We've got Tin, Gemlog, Pizapel, Thrig, Liquid Dreams, Ratsu, Hey, and Koyo. As well as obviously Tim, Adam D's had a lovely dinner earlier, Oak 3 was on earlier, but that's if you're here and you want to stick around for some good stuff, I do have some fun music. I'm trying to choose light music, and I've got some stories. Particularly related to the last 3 days, and I might even go back to the Monday, which was the long weekend. Let me just check my volume. No, it's all good. So this is a remix. It's an old Roxy music song, which I used to, I still love. And Terry Olson, Terjay maybe. Terry Olson. Here it is. Let's press this thing and enjoy. And press this enjoy. Enjoy. Still there, and if it is, what am I gonna do? I can hear it. That's apologies. Give me a bit of time. I'll try and figure this out. Hold on. All right. Oh man, that's embarrassing. You know what? I bought a set of headphones precisely for the reason that I wouldn't get the echo and or the feedback loop, so I wasn't. But what I was getting, I'd been listening in VLC to the other the other shows preceding this one, and I had VLC running, and I had pushed the volume down, but not to the end. I shouldn't be wasting bandwidth, so I paused it now, and it's gone. So, yeah, a little bit of technical hassle there, but we've solved the issue, haven't we? So let's continue listening to old Brian Ferry.
Thank you.
Well, that was Love is the Drug by Roxy Music and Terje Olsen. And I've got something special. Way back from Ian Deary. thank you for sticking around, some of you. It's really nice to have you here. I have a bit of news. A bit of a story, just for fun. We, on Wednesday night, yeah, we went out for dinner. We're quite hospitable people, so what happened was, Jules went to a concert down in the valley quite a few years ago, like 2 years ago, and he met this German chap who had just arrived the day before, Lawrence, and Lawrence had landed in Australia and was at the Skeggs concert, of all places to be, and Jules invited him around, and he ended up staying with us for quite a long time, and he's set himself up here in Australia. I think he was 22 when he arrived. He's 24 now. And Lawrence lives on the Sunshine Coast, and he's got himself a nice house. He's had a few really nice jobs, hard-working chap, and he invited us out for dinner. So we turned up, and they're still settling in, and there's three of them living in the beautiful home, so close to the sea, surfboards littered against the walls. It felt nice, and one of my daughters is a vegetarian, so he made an awesome vegetarian pasta for us all, and we loved it. It was so nice. It was perfect. But preceding the story, poor old Lyd had some stomach cramps a while back, a few nights before. And so she wasn't feeling her best. And this has got nothing to do with the food that Lawrence cooked. But we came home and went to bed. And Lyd woke up and was really not well with cramps. And so Stokes Sauce and I... I kind of like, Lyd woke me up actually Stokes Sauce woke me up because I'd gone to bed early and said, hey, Mum's really not well. So we went and, in the end, we took her to hospital and checked in. And this is about 11 o'clock at night now. Yeah, long story short, the following morning, Stokes Sauce and I were still sitting there with Mum. Mum was sleeping, but the two of us were wide awake while she was dozing. And long story short, an operation, emergency op, and she's all good. But that was Wednesday night, and it was Thursday morning, and she's still there and going to be a bit longer too. But she's well, and it's what happened was 18 years ago when she had her last cesarean for Catherine, there was some sort of scar tissue issue, and yeah, that's the story. So we have reasons to be cheerful.
Miss Molly and Boats, Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, Jump Back in the Alley, and Nanny Goats, 18-wheelers Camels, Dominica Camels, all other mammals plus equal boats, seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and Porridge Oats, a bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it, you're welcome, we can spare it, yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty, going on 40, no electric shots, the juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works, Elvis and Scotty, days when
eyes potty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful. One, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take him on to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu Stephen Beacle, listening to Rico, Harpo Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Cheerful. We'll be right back.
saxophone coming in and out is really awesome. I love the way it messes around with the melody. In comments, we've got Jem Log, who's been off to a had a myocardial perfusion rest test for 3 hours. I hope all's well there, Jem Log, I truly do. And we hope Snowdust gets better as well. He's resting, which is why he didn't do his show. But he graced us with, or at least the Anon Radio bot graced us with a awesome archive episode from the 23rd of June 2018. And I've repeated that a couple of times because I intend to listen to it again and chill out, relaxing in the bath. That's one thing. About the DJs here, you don't know what you're going to get, and because it's not done by a algorithm, Snowdusk, for example, gets his stuff off, what's that thing called, SoundCloud, that's right. He follows a whole lot of accounts there, from what I can tell, and some fantastic things, and links in what he's played, so you can always follow up and find the songs afterwards. And Tin, for example, follows a theme and finds music related to that theme, and the themes can be all over the place. Jeff talks about yoga, for instance. And unfortunately, I can't listen to all the shows on and on radio. I'd love to. I kind of like, a friend of mine's got a workshop. He fixes tractors, and he's got this huge shed. It's out on the hills with beautiful views. Big poles holding it up. It's a really big, big shed. And he has his radio on 24 hours, playing quite softly. And it's quite nice. It's quite airy if you walk in there at night, middle of the night, or 3 a.m, or whatever time. And I kind of like, often think that would be nice to have. The thing I wanted to talk about next was this. A while back, Publius spoke about insurance, and he was paying a lot. Well, I certainly wouldn't like to pay that. And I think that's normal by other people, by everyone's standards, and I think that's true for Canada and the States. Whereas in Australia, I've just played Reasons to Be Cheerful. So we went down to this hospital, and it happens to be the largest hospital on the Sunshine Coast. True. But also the largest hospital in the Southern Hemisphere, called the Sunshine Coast University Hospital, because it's linked to the university where Stokes Horse works. So we're walking around there, and he goes, yeah, I did this and come here and deliver meds there and run back to the uni and deliver post here and travel down to another uni and do the rounds there. And so Stokes Horse has a really interesting job, and he's busy, and it's nice because he's not stuck at his desk, which is probably perfect for a musician. But we got seen to, and we had our own private bed sort of thing, but room, and it was busy because it's like the acute ward. And just exhaust, and I was sitting there like zombies after 24 hours, and that went on past that one. But then Lid had the operation, so we had coffees, and that was getting on to the, 30 hours. And then breakfast, so that, you know what hospitals are like. And then after the post-op, we could follow these trackers on the screen and see where she was and in recovery. I'm talking about Lydia now. And And we go upstairs to Ward 4B, and they say room 20, and we go across there, and she's got this awesome room. And doctors looking after her. And I've got to tell you, the medical care in Australia is stunning. It really is. Like, when you need it, it's there. And it costs, it just costs being a good citizen, I suppose. It and doing your bit, or, keeping the system going. So this next one, I think you'll like it. It is Shirley Bassey remixed, so it's a bit of history repeating.
The word is about, there's something evolving, whatever may come. The world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
We'll be right back. city life and it goes in the day. Nothing matters, it's the night. Time of letters all the night. No control through the wall. Something breaking where it was.
Just threw a I just threw two steaks on the barbie, just in case Stoke Sauce wants one. And if he doesn't, then I might sometimes have a bit more than just my little steak. I might put... Hey, but what I wanted to say is that I put something up on Mastodon. Let me see if I can shoot the link to you as well. So, we're at the 37... Can you hear that? Big, is that a fire truck? It's an ambulance, huh? Yeah, I'm quite fond of the medical service at the moment. And I'm on the corner. It looks very... It is very green. It's on 2 acres, but just hang on. Let me just find this in masto.sdf.org. By the way, we're listening to on His Majesty's Service. Or Her Majesty's Service. I can't remember. What do I got to sign in for? Hang on. Let's do this. How did I... Well, I posted from my phone, that's why. There we go. Yeah, so thank you, friends, for sticking around and listening to the Banana Republic. Let me continue with the music, and I'll show that link anyway. Hey, son of my father. This is just a feel-good song. It's not a remix or anything. It's just nice, and it sounded a lot like some of the other stuff I've played. And during that intermission, I threw my... better get out there. Hang on a sec. I threw out my... Hold on. What am I doing? I'm turning my steaks over, but I nearly think you burnt the darn things. Alright, so, switch that off. I put up a thing on Musto, so have a check at that and see what you think. That's where I hang out. That's where the dictator of the Banana Republic hangs out. I played it before, I think. Let me just move out the way. Hang on a tick. We'll be right back. we've had some chatter in Cobb, and there are lots of other places where the SDF community communicate, IRC for example, and obviously deep down in the bowels on a old-fashioned style bulletin board called Bulletin Board, B-Board, and there's some really interesting things on there. And it's quite a mix of people, transient ones. We were just commenting, we haven't heard from Hardmus for a long time, and I've just realized, and we don't see butt stuff around here anymore. But I think he is around. I have seen comments, but just time zone differences and things. And I'm thinking about old Gemlog. I really hope he's good. Because we are a very, you know, close community, and people disparate all over the world just hanging around. Tin, it's a pleasure, my man. If you need to go to bed, it's all good, my man. You're love what you do, and thank you for staying late. I know it's really late there, and you even walked the dog earlier, but the dog will still want to go out as soon as you get up from your comfy chair or wherever it is that you are. CSH, Guix runs on Herd, if Herd actually ran on anything, that's true. Hey, talking tech there. And I saw that good old Supernova was wanting to run a Misfit server, or either does run one for mail, and checking if anyone else does. And last week I did mention that. Let me just check. Hold on. I can talk over this. Last week I mentioned that I had an audit going on at school. 5 days. Turns out it's jolly 6 days, so I still got Monday and Tuesday next week. But during Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, two of the days I wasn't at school, couldn't be. They did a comprehensive audit and did all sorts of things, and I am pleased to report that there are only 6 obvious issues. You never know what you don't know, but it's a tricky thing, hey? The boogeyman only needs one window to get through. You on the inside of the fortress have to guard every window and crevice and door, and also go check in the cellar every now and then, and listen for people crawling around the roof. It's like, security is a tricky thing, hey? And for some reason they go for the smaller organizations, education, and unfortunately, desperately sad, they go for non-profits. So I've heard awful stories about non-profits, and I go to quite a few conferences and listen to this. My team had a busy week. Busy week. We chatted Slack, they had quite a busy week, yeah. But a good team of young men who I am, mentoring, and the main thing is that kind of like make the most of, you know, encouragement and mentorship and kindness. It goes a long way, and because we're a slightly different organization, we can do it differently, and so that's my strong point, mentoring and caring for and getting these boys. So yeah, I raised quite a few good IT managers out there who are still out there making good cash and adding a valuable service. But enough yakety about me. It was just my tech injection. There was something else there. Budget time. So I've been doing the budget and deciding what to do. And it's quite a tricky thing. It's a lot of money. Schools, technology in schools eat up a lot of cash. Relatively speaking, you know, salaries are the biggest thing, but the technology is probably kind of like one of the, it's very big, it has to be, because what do you do these days? Kids use computers, And we give our kids their computers for 3 years, so they get a brand new MacBook Air M1 gratis, and it's theirs to keep for 3 years, and then they give it back to me, and they use it well, and I got 2 big 1G internet connections coming through, which for metropolitan isn't a lot, but we're in the country, and it's good. All right, I shall quieten for a second.
Girls, they wanna have fun. Girls, wanna have girls, they wanna have fun. Girls, wanna have.
Crazy. Phone call from my friend Mark wants me to help him take something over somewhere else in my van. And my friend Bert just come in. And he's sitting there with his arms folded, looking at me, tapping his feet and smiling. That's it, friends. Thanks for listening. Loved entertaining you. I hope you stay well. And that's it. Yeah. Goodbye. Stay strong. See you next time.